Two creative forces in Philadelphia are teaming up to put on an unusual show during the Fringe Festival. The popular rock band Dr. Dog and the award-winning experimental performance group Pig Iron Theater will stage a show that defies categorization. From WHYY's Arts and Culture Desk, Peter Crimmins explains.
Knowing the facts about this production will not help you understand it, so I will start with the fiction. 15 years ago, members of Dr. Dog received an unsolicited cassette tape in the mail from someone named Phrases. It sounded like this. It's a collection of low-fidelity songs written by Phrases from a primordial place called the Psychedelic Swamp. Dr. Dog frontman Toby Lehman explains.
There's this guy named Phrases. He would live a very humdrum life, very gray, 9 to 5, wake up, go to bed kind of lifestyle. And he just wanted to get away from it. Just done. He was done. He found a way to get into the swamp. And he loved it at first. And then all of a sudden he realized he's doing the same exact thing. Except now he's got dragonflies he's got to deal with, cattle frogs,
all this kind of weird psychedelicized stuff, but it's still the same.
Lehman says the songs are a message and a challenge.
The true vehicle for change is yourself. You're not gonna solve it by getting into the swamp. It might be cool, you might like it, but if you're going in there trying to escape something, you're just gonna repeat it in a very strange and abstract way.
None of this is true. Dr. Dog made that psychedelic swamp tape itself when the band first formed in 2001 and still trying to find its sound. Now, 15 years later, the band is going back into the swamp, reinterpreting its own origin story to make more accessible pop music out of that earlier dirge. The band is recording songs from the psychedelic swamp for their next album, and to turn the album into a theatrical experience, Dr. Dog partnered with Pig Iron Theater. Its director, Dan Rothenberg, says the band will receive signals from the mythical psychedelic swamp, translate them into pop music on stage, and then bounce the signals back out into the universe with the help of the audience.
This is a concept album brought to life. So we've assembled a team of scientist performers, and these scientist performers are going to be the folks who are operating the giant satellite dish, taking the magnetic tape that we are asking the audience to bring, feeding it into a giant machine, and crashing together all of these wavelengths from the magnetic tape from the audience, the songs that Dr. Dog is putting together, and the transmissions that are being received on this oversized radio antenna.
Audience members will be invited to bring cassette tapes to the show and submit them to the onstage machine.
It's not so much submitting as sacrificing. I mean, these things are getting shucked, essentially, like an oyster. We need the tape. I mean, it's fuel. There's only one way to run this thing, and it's off of magnetic tape.
According to the conceit, this show is a scientific experiment of which Dr. Dog is the subject. In reality, it's closer to a concert. Following the hour-long theater piece will be an actual concert by the band No Frills. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.